Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumashna Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect. Last week we heard about the Local Authority Waters Programme, or LAWPRO, and the work they're doing to identify the issues affecting water quality in every county in Ireland. Community engagement is the cornerstone of this approach, to combine local and expert knowledge for a better understanding of what's happening in a local catchment and water body. Today we'll find out what local communities can do to protect their wetland areas. Rory O'Connor is Community Water Officer for LAWPRO in Clare.
Our principal role when first established was to ensure better engagement with local communities in understanding what their local water body, what it was, what its status was it at risk, was it polluted, was it not polluted. So that was the initial phase as to why the Local Authority Waters Programme was established. Thereafter, catchment assessments, catchment scientists were taken on board, catchment managers were taken on board, and that was to do an assessment of rivers, of all of our water bodies. And we work in cycles, so we work according to the Water Framework Directive. And the principal reason we need better community engagement is because in the first cycle of the Water Framework Directive, there was none, or there was very limited, and that was highlighted as a real poor element of the implementation of the first cycle. So in the second cycle, LAWPRO was in existence as the Waters and Communities Office, and better community engagement has taken place. So what does that mean? How do communities get involved in any way possible? It could be through a local Tidy Towns group. It could be through a project like the Shannontown Community Wetlands Restoration Project. Or it could be, in the case of a group in North Clare, the Restore Ballymacraven River Association. And that was a river association that was established specifically after a major fish kill on a river in North Clare. So communities form in lots of different ways. And my role is to support them through funding, through capacity building, through networking, through multiple ways to help them address what they want to address, be it a wetlands restoration project, be it through riparian planting of trees, or working directly with farmers. And farmers have a crucial role in improving water quality.
Is it a bit of a misnomer that you'll only have wetlands in rural areas? Can you have wetlands in built-up areas, in urban areas?
Well, we're standing in a wetlands at the edge of Ballyalla that's essentially a wetlands lake for Ennis, and it provides a wonderful amenity for people in Ennis to come out to. It provides a wonderful amenity for people to swim in. But the critical thing in all of these areas is that we protect them, and we restore them, and we enhance them. So when I talked earlier about water quality, we classify water quality according to, and it's the same all over Europe, high, which is obviously the best of the best. Good is what we want all of them to be. And if it's not reaching either of those two, it's either moderate, poor, or bad. And unfortunately, we've had an increase in the poor status water bodies. And what we want to do is we want to see all water bodies throughout County Clare, but also throughout Ireland, to be either at good or high ecological status. That's what our ultimate objective is. And the role communities can play, the role landowners can play, the role forestry owners can play in achieving those objectives is of utmost importance.
If someone, and we might take Shannon as an example, they have an area of wetland which has not been developed on but was left idle for years, but someone has seen the importance of it.
Yeah, I think the Shannontown Community Wetlands provides a fantastic example of what a local community group can do. So I've been working with the Shannontown Community Wetlands for the last 6-7 years, and they are an exceptional group. In fact, I was with them this morning, and what they realised was this wasteland area planted with conifers could be returned to its natural state. And that's what we've been working on, with very significant support from LAWPRO, from Clare County Council, from the Heritage Council, and indeed from local businesses, to basically restore the site. And we've done that work through the establishment of a pond network, an interconnected pond network, the development of an outdoor nature-based classroom. So that wetlands is now functioning as a wetland. It actually performs the functions of a wetlands. We have overwintering migratory birds coming in, and it performs a wonderful outdoor nature-based classroom on which we undertake multiple engagements with the community, but also multiple engagements with local schools. So that's a wetlands that's in an urban context that is being protected, is being restored, is being looked after. But we have wetlands right throughout the county that need that same love and attention.
If you have a local community who hasn't engaged with LawPro yet, and they have an idea for a project or a wetland they want to protect or develop. How do they go about it?
A great question, Pat. So the first port of call is our website, and that is LA Waters, so local authority waters, lawaters.ie. And there you'll get all of the relevant contact details, including my own contact details, Rory O'Connor, Community Water Officer. And then we have various funding supports. So we have a national program called the Community Water Development Fund, but we also have smaller funding streams. So we have a capacity building program, we have a support program, we have a Heritage Week program. So we have funding supports for lots of different initiatives, but the big one is our Community Water Development Fund. And again, just in the context of something like the Shannon Town Community Wetlands Project, they would have benefited from that over multiple years, significant enough funding over multiple years. But there's multiple projects similar to the Shannon Town Community Wetlands. So in the case of County Clare, just off the top of my head, I can think of projects back in the Loophead Peninsula, in Kilkee, lots of projects in North Clare. I mentioned some of them on the Ina River, on the Ballymacraven River, and then in East Clare, Loch Graney, a wonderful, wonderful project there, and another project on Loch Atorick. Big projects that communities are working with local landowners, are implementing measures to improve riparian management. That's the area next, or the riverbank, that zone next to the river, that's connected to the river. And if you do work within that riparian, you can prevent runoff getting into the river. So there's groups doing wonderful work on that. There's other groups using PIP maps, or these pollution impact potential maps, to basically note where pollution pathways are. And they're putting in filters, be they ponds, be they silt traps, be they smart planting of buffer zones. So there's multiple ways community groups can work. And then there's wonderful small examples. As part of World Wetlands Day on the 2nd of February, we opened a new small little project in Milltown Malbay, where the Tidy Towns group in Milltown Malbay put in a pond in the church car park. A beautiful little project and a beautiful site signage. So that was what was unveiled as a local community celebration there. Wonderful, wonderful project as well.
That was Rory O'Connor, Community Water Officer with the Local Authority Waters Programme in Clare. We'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.